Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the fifth shir in the Rambam Hilchos Melachim 5:11. In the previous shir, we saw that tshuva meyira protects one from onish, but doesn't bring one back to the previous closeness to Hashem. And now we're going to explain the end of the Arba Chilukei Kapara, that in essay you do tshuva, you're forgiven immediately. Lo sasei tshuva in Yom Kippur, krisa mises beis in tshuva Yom Kippur in Yisurim, and chil Hashem tshuva Yom Kippur Yisurim in Misa. So what do you need the Arba Chilukei Kapara for? We saw that sometimes tshuva alone is enough. Sometimes you need the Arba Chilukei Kapara. When the Arba Chilukei Kapara? The answer is the Arba Chilukei Kapara does what tshuva mehava does. It's mevatel the richuk. It brings you close to Hashem like you once were. As opposed to tshuva meyira, where you remain in your original, where you're still far from Hashem, even though you've been protected from onesh. And that's the Gemara and the Rambam. That... I need the Arba Chilukei Kapara. The Arba Chilukei Kapara is Hashem is tshuva meyira, but he's still that's not enough for him. You want to get back close to Hashem, so for that you need to have more. You need to have Yisurim and Yom Kippur, depending on the Aveira. Right, Lo Sasei Yom Kippur. Essay just tshuva is enough, but for Lo Sasei Krisa Mises Bezin, you need either Yom Kippur or an addition Yisurim, or for Chil Hashem addition Misa. That's how you get back close to Hashem. That's why I need the Arba Chilukei Kapara. That's how the sin is completely erased. And this answers the kasha of the Koch Veor. He asked, Rabbi Tzvi Blazer asked, if through tshuva meyira, it's like shogeg, what happened to do the Avera b'shogeg? In the first place, the answer is, do the Arba Chilukei Kapara, or do tshuva mehava? And we can also answer the kasha, why does the Rambam bring the union of tshuva meyira? The answer is, he does. When he talks about the Arba Chilukei Kapara, it's somebody we do tshuva meyira. That's tshuva meyira. And we can also answer the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that a person does tshuva, his sins are not mentioned anymore. What about the Arba Chilukei Kapara? The answer is, Pshat HaSin isn't mentioned anymore. It's talking about the Onish. He's not going to get punished, but it doesn't mean he's getting Olam Haba. It doesn't mean he's getting close to Hashem. And the Arba Chilukei Kapara is to get close to Hashem like he once was. And that's shot in the Tosin Shuas that asks that, how can you say the Arba Chilukei Kapara? It says in the Mishnah in Yuma, that an essay in a loisa say tshuva is enough. The answer is tshuva is enough to protect you from onish. And the Arba Chilukei Kapara to get you back to the way you once were, close to Hashem the way you once were, just like tshuva mehava does. And this we can also answer the kasha and shel. It says that shel is back, goes straight to Gan Eden. What about the Arba Chilukei Kapara? From here the Gemara learns that if you do tshuva and you're mizbayish mochem lo, the answer is shel was mizbayish mitoch ahava. He's mizbayish mitoch yira, it's not going to help. Mizbayish mitoch ahava, he's embarrassed from love. So meli goes straight to olam haba. And that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get Kiruv back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says, what do you have to do to get Kiruv back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to bring a carbon. And Hashem says, no, you don't have to bring carbon, just tshuva is enough, because carbon is Meloshon Kiruv. And Hashem says, Chiddush, that just with tshuva enough, you can be close again. Even if you're not able to bring a carbon. And that's what it says in the Gemara, that tshuva is so great, it's doicha lo seisha b'Torah. What's pshat tshuva is so great, it's doicha lo seisha b'Torah. Pshat is that right, normally when a woman is unfaithful to her husband, he can't take her back. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back even though we weren't faithful. Why? Because he loves us so much. So we do tshuva me'ahava, or the Arba Chilukei Kapara. That's what Abit says, that tshuva is only be Yisrael, because by goy, they're not zochet olam haba if they do tshuva. It doesn't bring them back close to the way they once were. It just protects them from onish. With us, it brings us back to the way we once were. That's the Medrash says, tshuva is begeder shoychat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makariv us. That's what it means in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba Samachay, that Esav is all mixed up and meshed in his averus. He's got a lot of hair and he's mixed up in his averus with this lots of hair. Mashen kein Yaakov. Talk about Kaparas Yom Kippur. Esav is right, this Sayer is the Sar Lazazel. Because Pshat is that Esav doesn't have the special Kiddush of being close to Hashem the way he once was. But we do. That's why we have the special Yom Kippur of being close as we once were. And Esav doesn't. Esav can get protected from onish by tshuva. We get close to the way we once were. And that's pshat that if you regret your mitzvahs, you lose them. even though tshuva is a chesed, but the chesed of tshuva isn't talking about the mitzvahs and averus aspect. It's talking about being close to Hashem. That's the chesed that He makes you close like you once were. But as far as losing mitzvahs, if you regret them, it's a mitzvah that you're going to lose the mitzvahs. Just like it's a mitzvah that if you regret your sins, you can you're not punished in maskirin law. You don't get punished for the averus. So you can lose the averus in the sense you're not going to get punished, but it doesn't bring you close to Hashem the way you once were. So we'd ask, if it's such a special chesed, then why does it also work for mitzvahs? The answer is no. That's not the chesed. The chesed isn't that you can be, you're not going to be punished for your averus. You're right, Nechem, you're not going to get tzchayah for your mitzvahs. But the inyan is about the closeness to Hashem. That's the chiddush. Chiddush is that when you do tshuva, you're close to Hashem the way you never the way you once were. That it completely erases the aver. That's the chiddush. That's why you have to forgive the person, because that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah, somebody asks you for forgiveness, you have to forgive. It's like the mitzvah, you can't be punished, because that's the way it works with Hashem. So it works with chavera. But as far as the kirva goes, you don't have the same kirva without, that's the chesed of tshuva. You have the special kirva with Hashem. And with this we can say Pshat and Rashi, Yuma Pevav Amin Aleph, Tanya Rebeleza Reimer, Yev Shalom Menake Shekvar Meloi Nake, Yev Shalom Meloi Nake Shekvar Menake, and it says Menake Loi Nake. So how does it work? You just contradict yourself. You say Nake, and then you say Loi Nake. So which one is it? So Gemara says, okay, so how does it work? Menaku le shavin, mena menaku shein and shavin. There's nikui for the shavin. If you do tshuva, there's nikui. And if there's not, you're not, it's not menake, it doesn't clean if you don't do tshuva. So Rashi says, yeah, sure. What's pshat? Ksi venaku le enake gabi adodi, they're written next to each other. As to Siyama Kippurim, what does Rashi have to say? They're next to each other. And if they wouldn't be written next to each other, there wouldn't be a steer. What's pshat and Rashi? Based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That tshuva is a mitzias of nake linyan onish. Tshuva is a mitzias that there's going to be no onish, as we saw before. Nevertheless, a person's still not going to be completely cleansed because there's still a sin. So it's not a stira. Not a stira. Nakay of the onish, but lo yinakay, but he's not completely cleansed when he does tshuva. So it's not a stira. So Rashi says that the reason it's a stira is because it's written in the same pasuk. So we want to say pshat in parts nake and part loy nake. What's nyanake? The part of the onish. What's loy nake? The etzem achet is not going to be cleansed. So it's two separate parts. But since it says in the same pasuk, so we're talking about the same part. And therefore the answer is, yeah, it's actually talking about the same thing. Nake when you do tshuva. And loy nake, if you don't do tshuva, it's talking about chai v'yesen. Nake, it's going to be erased when you do tshuva. And loy nake, it's not going to be erased when you don't do tshuva. And this we can also answer the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But it's talking about the Yud Gimel Mida, it says, Noise oven feshe v'chato, and the Gemara Yuma says, Moshe Ben is making bakosha. That the oven and the pesha should be like a shkoga. But if it's a tshuva me'ava, then it's a schus. It's not just a shkoga, and you're back close to Hashem the way you were. So why does he ask that the oven and pesha be like a shkoga? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the whole chiddush of nakei is that the person is completely cleansed. There's no geder of chet, there's no geder of shkoga anymore. So either tshuva itself helps because he's doing a me'ava, where he has the Arba Chilukei Kapara. Where he has the Arba Chilukei Kapara. And that cleanses him completely. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakasha. Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakasha is, it's She'enosei Gamal HaChet, She'esh Ba'ovim Pesha Lachar HaTshuva. In other words, even after he does tshuva on the oven and the pesha, he should also bear the chait. He should also erase the chait part. He should erase the shogeg part. So that's pshat, that the mezid should be like shogeg. The mezid should be like the shogeg after he does tshuva. After he does tshuva, there's no sin left on shogeg. So the mezid should be like the shogeg also. Not only does he forgive the mezid part, but he also gives the shogeg part. And that's the venakei, not only on the oven and the pesha, also on the chata. That even in every oven and pesha, there's also a chata, so you should clean up the chata just like he's up the oven and the pesha. Agoponim, what we learned is that the big yisod, the special chesed of tshuva, is that you can get back to the way it once was with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the original kirva. So nimsa should be yisod abri and nikba should denayin adam lefi achshav, hafi shalom nimcha chet olam afreya. So you can get back to a matzav of now. You're not going to get onish anymore. You're not necessarily going to be close, but you're going to get onish. And you're not going to get onish. Just like if you regret your mitzvahs, you're not going to get schar. It's like you're starting with a clean slate. And that's shot maybe in the Medrash, famous Medrash everybody quotes, the Gabi Kain, Mitzah Adam Rishon. He says, Mas Nase B'dincha. He says, Atzivis Shuvah Nisbasharti. I did Shuvah and I was Mispasher. It's a funny Lashon everyone has. So Adam Rishon hits himself in the face and says, well, I didn't know the Koch of Shuvah. What an amazing Koch of Shuvah. So the Rishon got up and he said, Mizrach Eliyama Shabbos. So what's shot in the Medrash? So Pshar Nasisi Shuvah Nisbasharti is not that the sin was erased. It's a Pshar. In other words, that's the din of Tshuva Sakum, that the chait is still there, but there's no closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no onish. You don't get the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the chait is still there, but there's no onish. And that's the pshar. Pshar is like a compromise. It's halfway there. Not completely done. And then Adam Rishon is a Mishra Liyama Shabbos. That's Chiddush HaOlam. Oh, it's a new matzav. In other words, you're not close to Hashem, but at least you're not going to be punished. That's the Yisonian of Tshuva. It's like Lefi Achshav. Something new. That's Mishra Liyama Shabbos, Chiddush HaOlam. So from Shuvah you learn the Yisod and Chiddush HaOlam, that you can start anew. Chiddush HaOlam is still the Yom HaShabbos, that's why he said Pasach Farm is Rishon Yom HaShabbos. That he starts anew, so he's not close, but at least he's not far. And that's also Pshat maybe with Reuven. Reuven Bechor LeTshuva. I'm like, Rosh Baruch Hu, L'mocha Adonim L'fnei B'fanei B'asa Tshuva. You started off with Tshuva. So your son's going to, your great-grandson's going to start with Tshuva. Hosea, Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. So a lot of people ask, Reuven's not the first person to do tshuva. Kain did tshuva. Yishmael did tshuva. Rashi and Chai Sarah Perek Chafei Pasuk Ches. Based on Bava Basra, Tezayin and Beveis, that Yishmael did tshuva. So maybe Pshat says, Reuven came back to the boar. Rashi says, Shav Misakav Taniso, that he had done tshuva. He was Misana, Kol Yomav, for being a Valba Yitzuei Aviv. He's Marbi B'tshuva. He's in a Ribui tshuva, the different Madregas of tshuva. So that's not just not getting onish, that's getting close to Hashem. So Kain said Nispasharti, so Nimcha Loinish. Also by Yishmael, maybe the it was forgiven. But Reuven had the original Iskabis with Hashem. That's why he says, Me'on Adam Alochata Adam Lefonai. Well, said Shuvah Lefonai. Lo mitzad achid atzma, mitzad arichuk melefonav. That you sinned before me, you were distant, and I did Shuvah, you brought yourself back. That's the special koach of Reuven. Bring himself back to Kadosh Baruch, to bring himself so close. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we covered a lot of ground. We spoke quickly. So, please, God, we'll continue. Mitzvah Hashem the next time. And we'll see more in the flow of Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom.